Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. She is the owner at a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back to our show, Dr. Martha Latz. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Latz. How are you this afternoon?
I am just wonderful, Muriel, and yourself?
Very good, thank you. Very good indeed. Today we're going to start off talking about things that you know can trigger conflict. And I wanted to start off by on that note talking about the fact that it's crazy how when we first start dating somebody, when we, you know, like when love is still very, very young, how we are, the way we behave then is so different to how it can be maybe a few weeks, a few months down the line. And we don't necessarily have to get married to this person or anything, but just in relationships, how strange it is how things change. And then move on from there to things that trigger conflict. So what is it about people that when we first start dating, it's like we see no bad, we see no evil?
Well, I think that what goes on when we first meet someone, we look at, this is exciting. This person is a mystery. We don't know anything about this person. So we want to learn as much as we can about the person. And, you know, we hang on every word. We hang on every gesture. We hang on every, interesting topic that's brought up. We hang on, you know, where we're going, where we're not going. And we are on our best behavior. You know, it's like our representative self is there. Our best behavior is there. Theirs and ours. And then after about maybe 6 weeks to maybe 3 months, the representatives start leaving. And then you start noticing that the person is not as attentive. They may be distracted in doing something else. You're noticing that they don't tip the wait person, you know, as generously as they used to, or you don't go to the nicest places. And then all of a sudden you start thinking about, where did the person go? The appearance stops, the care of the appearance, you know, it becomes dressed down every date, dressed down every date, and no makeup, no combing the hair, and that sort of thing. So what is intriguing is, how do you keep the mystery going? How do you keep your partner engaged with you? And I think that's bringing in different topics into conversation, where you can talk on different levels. Is that making sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's funny because I think you see it all too often where people don't all of a sudden, like, you know, you have the muffin tops and you have little bits and pieces happening and as you said, it's crazy because in the beginning, you know, everyone's so excited and you do things a certain way and you don't question things as much. Is it because people get too familiar with each other? What is it? Is it just that you think that people don't make the effort? Is it because they feel they're in a comfort zone and so they don't need to try as much anymore?
Well, I think that that's part of it, Muriel. People get, I don't have to worry so much. This person is committed to me. I'm committed to them. We're not going anywhere, and it's okay. But I think one of the things that enters a relationship when this starts happening, if you sit back, sometimes we lose our private time. You know, when you're dating and you have your own place and that person has their own place and you come together, it's all new and exciting because you've had, you know, maybe a day and a half, 2 days, 3 days that you haven't seen each other. So you're eager to come back and continue the relationship where it left off. Mm-hmm. When we don't have some of that spot, and I'm not saying that everybody has, you know, stay in their own places and not marry and whatever, not live together, but what happens is we forget to carve out that time for ourselves, whether it's a half an hour that we need or if it's 15 minutes twice a day sometime, but we need to be able to catch up with ourselves. If we're not caught up with ourselves and what's going on inside of us, we're not going to be on top of it for everybody. Then you have children and obligations, you know, in-laws, extended family, parties and everything else. And particularly for women, they don't know how to say no.
Right.
No. No should be the new yes for women, I believe. When you can say no, when you can say, you know, thank you for the opportunity, it's not going to fit into the schedule right now, let's pick an alternate time or an alternate date or whatever. But we as women tend to not say no or say, I need some time to myself, and then we start building the resentments. I don't have any time for myself. When was the last time I went and had a pedicure or a manicure? When was the last time I just sat in the garden and admired mm-hmm. all my flowers that I've worked so hard to plant, and I don't even get out there to enjoy it? So we have to start remembering to keep some of our private time. When your spouse or your significant other, you know, wants to go, you know, just, I'm borrowing this, I believe, from men are from Mars and women are from Venus,
right.
where they go into their man cave that they need that time. That's not that they're rejecting or they're trying to check out, but they also need time where they can regroup. Now, it's not right. to stay in there for the entire day for 6 hours and watch sports ad nauseum, but it's to give them some time to themselves where they can collect themselves. When that happens on a rare occasion, the relationship comes back refreshed.
Right.
You know, have you ever experienced something like that?
Well, you know what I have to say? I still remember, from days of college where, you know, we'd have friends like girlfriends and we would always hang out together. You know, you always get that little group of girls and there's four or five of you and you hang out, you do everything together and you have fun, mm-hmm. etc. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden you'd find like one of them would get a boyfriend and she'd start dating. And then the next thing you know, she's not there with you anymore. And it's funny because in a group of, you know, of young women, you're like, oh, you know, so-and-so doesn't want to be with us again. What's she doing? Oh, she's with so-and-so, you know. And that bond kind of breaks apart. And when that person does come back, if they do come back because the relationship didn't work out, etc., there's almost that feeling of, oh, well, you know, yeah, you're back now because he's not here. You know,
right. And you know, that's a good example, Muriel, of what I'm talking about. We tend to just go to that relationship at the exclusion of everything else. What was the original attraction was that the person, in your case, as you were giving an example of a college friend, you know, you had outside interests that were bringing it. You know, the girlfriend, it was keeping her fresh. And then she decided that, you know, it's like the misguided or the misunderstanding of what monogamy is. It's not that you're now become Siamese twins and you cannot have friends, or you cannot, you know, you cannot say, well, you know, I'm going to go and hang out with my besties on Friday night because we're going to this great opening of a movie, and we've been following this storyline for a long time, that sort of thing. But, you know, everybody seems that when you decide that you're going to be monogamous in a new relationship, or, you know, you have to be there at all times. And that's how relationship goes stale. Does that
absolutely
answer the question?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and it's phrased crazy because you see that all too often. I was going to ask you another question, but what I want to do is actually take a very quick commercial break so that you can actually answer the question in full. So let me take a very quick break now. For all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon is Dr. Martha Latz, and she's the owner of a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please go visit the website, which is www.auniquetherapycenter.com. That's auniquetherapycenter.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
In our lives, seasons will come and seasons will go, and sometimes the storms in our lives can leave us in gloom. With Chrisma Counseling, you'll get the help and support you need to help you see a brighter tomorrow. Chrisma Counseling specializes in therapy that gets results. Chrisma Counseling offers in-home sessions as well as in-office sessions Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or other hours available by appointment. Mental health evaluation for ages 0 to 5. Grief and loss therapy, anger management, couples therapy, just to name a few. Whenever you and your family need in time of crisis, you can count on Chrisma Counseling. Call 507-399-2149 or go to ChrismaCounselingNetwork.com. Call now and never feel alone when you have troubled days.
Many of us want to find a way to help others, a way to give a little back out of the much that we've been blessed with. St. Joseph Catholic Church sends many needy students home for the weekend with food that they might not have been able to eat without the church's help. Their Backpack Buddies program feeds these children at a cost of about $1,000 every week. Give these children something on their plates and give their parents the peace of mind of not having to worry about their children going hungry. Go to stjosephjasper.com or visit their Facebook and Twitter at St. Joe Jasper. Contact Mike directly at mike@stjosephjasper.com or call 812-482-1805. St. Joseph Catholic Church, food for every child.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly. And this afternoon, we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. She is the owner at a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back to the show, Dr. Martha Latz. Welcome back, Dr. Latz. So we're talking today about basically how to build a happy relationship. And one of the things we would, you know, I was thinking of it and we were talking about before the show was things that people do that, you know, in the beginning may not really affect you, that you may think is cute or quirky, like, oh my God, you know, he forgot to put the lid back on the toothpaste. Oh, he's so silly. He left an empty carton of orange juice in the fridge. But that changes, later on. And I have to say in my household, my entire family does that. My husband does that. Both my kids do that. They will leave empty apple juice, orange juice, milk cartons in the fridge. And it's almost like I need to go around and just shake everything to see if it's empty. But these things, I have to say, I don't mind for the most part because I think it's quirky and I, you know, it doesn't bother me. But I'm sure that there are other things that I would find annoying. And so that's what made me think about this was that my husband doesn't leave the cap off the toothpaste. If he did, I probably would care. But he does everything else that could be annoying. What is it?
Perfect. A person is perfect. You know, just like it's like, you know, he's perfect and nothing goes wrong. And you're kind of saying, oh, and you've had a bad day or, you know, you're stressed a little bit more than normal. And you walk in and you're thinking about a nice glass of orange juice and it's empty, And then you go to the apple juice, and it's empty. And by the time you get to the milk, and that's gone, you know, you're over the top. It's not about the chocolate pudding that you did or did not make. It's about, you know, that was a way of getting that, you know, just pushing you over the edge with something like that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it really does. And so I wanted to find out to you from you, because we just talked about this, how important is it to be able to find yourself? Because one of the things that we do is that I belong to what's known the lazy girls book club. So we don't actually read a book because we're too lazy. We just read an article, so like a one page article. And but I go to this thing like probably once every 3-4 weeks. And my husband belongs to like the men's baseball, so they play baseball and then afterwards they barbecue and stuff like this. And this is what we find keeps us healthy because we enjoy it. How important is it for people, for couples, to find themselves and to have their own thing going on? Do you know what I'm trying to say? We have our own thing going on, apart from being a couple and a family.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about when you carve out time for yourself. You know, you do your, you know, I think that's a great name for a book club. you go to your Lazy Girls book club, he goes to play ball, and then they barbecue. And if you take a time and notice it, you come back with all kinds of new conversations, new things to talk about, and he comes back with new things to talk about. Not that you're going to nitpick everything, but it was like, hey, did you know I hit a home run? Or, you know, hey, man, I dropped the, you know, I did not catch that ball, which was so easy. It was just coming right at me. I don't know. Or I forgot to read the article, and it was the article I wanted to read, and somebody else read it, so then we could ping off of that. That makes conversation, not about just about the mundane things of mortgage and bills, and you know, the little one has to go to the orthodontist, and that sort of thing. You know, it's bringing in, and it's keeping you engaged with each other as adults, as you were engaged with each other as adults when you first met.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's a good thing. I think it continues to build trust. I think it continues to build you know, tighter relationships, because then you can talk to extended family members about certain things and laugh.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the only thing we discussed last week was how it took him almost a week to recover, and he recovered just in time to go to the next game. But really for us is 7 days in the week. But what can we do? What can we do just as people to try? Is there anything that we can avoid doing? Because I think sometimes people always think about it's easy to, you know, to do this or to do that. You know, actions speak louder than words. What can we try and avoid doing or avoid saying to keep a healthy relationship, whether it be with our spouses, our partners, our parents, kids? Is there anything that we can try and do or words that we can avoid saying to keep, you know, things healthy?
Well, I think monitoring our attitude. Mm-hmm. If we feel inside of ourselves, and I'm sure you know when you're just about ready to go over the edge. I know when I'm getting ready to do that. And then I try to pull myself back and say, okay, is what I'm getting angry about, or I'm starting to raise my voice? That's a good thing, because we raise our voice and then all of a sudden we find ourselves screaming the same thing over again, and we're not getting anywhere. So we raise our voice even louder, and then when that doesn't happen, we'll walk out of the room, you know, that sort of thing. When it starts escalating, though, it's now not only that we're annoyed about something and we find ourselves escalating and we find ourselves saying the same thing over and over again with different tones, then we're headed for a conflict. Mm-hmm. So when that is occurring and all we can do is monitor ourselves, when that starts occurring, that's time when you take a break, go get a glass of water. You know, ask your partner if they would like a glass of water, you'd like a glass of water, and then come back refreshed with just, you'd be surprised, just a momentary break, like 2 or 3 minutes in between time. And you come back, you can start the conversation anew.
Right.
And losing words like, you should have done that, you never, you always, those sort of words, when they start creeping in, either from your side or my side or our partner's side or family member's side, that should be a warning sign, you know, the red flashing light, danger, danger, danger.
Right.
Pull back and say, okay, what's going on? Assess the situation. I think that's helpful. It takes practice.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you have to be consistent with it. And that's what's, I think, so difficult. You know, I just want to go back to one other thing that we were talking about, you know, girls getting a boyfriend and then they drop from the girls group and whatever. That also happens with boys and men. They have their best buds and they're hanging out and then all of a sudden they've got a woman in their life and they get heckled and razzed just like women do,
right.
Believe it or not. So I just wanted to kind of put that in there. So happiness is what we all pursue. You know, it's that's what we're all in pursuit of, being happy, having good relationship, and always understand that there will be conflict because everybody's different. Even in the same, within the same family, everybody's different. Look at your children and your parents and your siblings and your husband's siblings and parents and cousins and whatever. We may all be related, but we're all so, so different.
Right, right. And do you, when it comes to, like, for instance, like people and their relationships, do you think that, like, because I often hear this about, you know, we seem to take on a lot of what happens as we're children with us into adulthood. And it's awful because I keep hearing so much more about how young children have anxiety, etc. You know, just because the world we live in and there's more pressure put on them, they don't always get the chance of being kids. So do you think that with ourselves, we should take time to maybe, how can we talk to children? Because sometimes they're very difficult to talk to because they give you like one word answers like, did you have a good day today? Yes. Did you play with anyone? No. Who was on the bus with you? No one. You know, because that's just what they are. You know, they just, you know, that's it for them. So do you think that there is a way of being able to communicate with children? Because I'd like to think I have my kids are very healthy mentally, but, you know, I worry a lot about the things that I see and hear, you know, through social media about things about children, how they are affected by their surroundings and peer pressures and stuff. So I just wanted to very quickly touch on that and just be like, are there any things that we should do with our children in order to let them know that we're always there? Because I feel like half the time they get in trouble is because they don't know who they can talk to.
Okay, that's about a three-pronged answer. If you're only worried about when there's an issue or conflict, or mm-hmm. you are worried about them being safe, which is really a major thing for every parent and every grandparent and every aunt and uncle, it's really, really important. But if you're not making yourself available for other times,
right.
Meaning that you're sitting down. If everybody in the family has their time that they think, the time that they want to just sit together, but maybe they're not engaging at the time, but they're all together. One of the things I thought that while it was a good idea for long trips is that when the children are picked up the first time from school, or when they're picked up from daycare. They're bursting, but everybody is in their own little computers or their own little games or whatever. Mm-hmm. That first 5 minutes is prime time, where you won't get the one-word answers. But if everybody then gets in and engages in a video or engages in their games, nobody's talking.
Right.
And, it's time. I had a father one time many years ago who said to me, he doesn't talk. And I said, okay. And I said, so what does he do? We sit in the same room, but he's on his video game and I'm doing my work. And okay, that's great. Why don't you see what he's playing first? Well, no, I don't like video games. I said, okay, but that's how you're going to be able to join him and talk with him and have him and not interrogate, just have him tell you about the game and why is it, how is it that it's so exciting? Let me learn. Maybe we can play it sometime. And I said, and just sit there. 20 minutes, you'll be talking. Believe me, probably before 20 minutes, but you're not on your devices. And he didn't believe, and it worked. Surprise, surprise. And then they started that was their time when they would engage, and then all kinds of information was coming forward. His son was starting to share the day, more of his day instead of a one-word answer. Talking about sports, there was a lot, and you could do that with boys and girls. Is that helpful?
Absolutely, absolutely. Strike while the iron's hot. As soon as they come off the bus and they're chitty chatty, ask all the questions before they even get in.
Right, and that's where you should be. Right there is that's great. They can't wait, and to tell you that. But it's just a brief moment in time. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10. But that's where you as parent need to be fully present, because in those 5 to 10 minutes, you're gonna have a whole broader view of what went on from the time they went off to school till they returned to you.
Wonderful. Well, listen, thank you so much, Dr. Latz. I hope all our listeners out there were taking notes as well as myself. We have, unfortunately, come to the end of our show for this afternoon. But just to remind everyone out there that our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Dr. Martha Latz, and she is the owner at a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please go visit the website address, which is www.auniquetherapycenter.com. You can also email her at latz2000@aol.com, or alternatively give her a call. The phone number is 561-300-4066. Again, thank you for being with us this afternoon, Dr. Latz. An absolute pleasure as always.
Oh, the pleasure. You're welcome. I enjoyed it. And till next time.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.